What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What are you guys going to do with Jalen Johnson? Is he going to be on the active roster?
That's the plan, yep.
And so his progress toward being ready for week one is what right now?
It's as it has been. That's been the target date, but we'll see.
And what is the specific injury?
You can ask Ryan that one.
This hour brought to you by Yuengling Traditional Lager, oldest brewery in America, and you can ask Ryan. Maybe we will ask Ryan.
No.
We're asking you, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, I thought he was in charge. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, nah. Because
he's in charge.
I don't like when
Ben Johnson passed
the buck.
He passed the buck.
Whether it's managers or coaches do the whole, or front office people say, hey, we'll let the coach or manager talk about this. And then they flip it. It's like, nah, we're gonna let them talk about it. Like, is it one or is it the other? Like, if we're gonna only ask you about things, I'm gonna ask you. Like, don't give me the whole defer. So what could it be? Because to Robbie's earlier point, if it's something more serious.
Well, let's go to the text line. I'm glad you brought that up. This texter kind of like dancing around what we think. 708, I haven't been following the reporting on Jalen super closely, but we know for sure that this isn't a whole end situation. I do know he gave that quote about other cornerbacks jumping him in salary and that Ben Johnson answer doesn't sound normal. Now, first of all, the Ben Johnson answer does not sound normal. And then he goes on to say, 708, the fake and injury situation that former NFLPA head coach J.C. Treader talked about, do we know this isn't that? And when you think about Ask Ryan, who would be dealing with him in a contract situation? It would be Ryan Poles, not Ben Johnson.
Yeah, but they've made it sound like an injury this whole time.
True that. One that happened away from training camp.
Right.
True that.
And so, like, it.
And Jalen was on with Unkenums. He was on with Shannon Sharp. He was on with Chad Ochocinco on the Nightcap podcast. Did not mention his injury, I don't believe. They talked about everything but the injury.
And but he also just got paid.
Like, and he just got paid last offseason, right?
Yeah.
So and it that, can't be. It can't I'm, be a whole thing.
I'm always, but see, you don't know that because these dudes feel away. Because in the time that I've gotten paid, 16 other dudes got paid way more than me. And but also, we just gave you what you wanted. We just made you, I think, at the time, second highest paid
corner
in the NFL. See, we did right by you.
See, I hate speculating, but it's like they left that up to speculation.
Yes, it's their fault.
Like
it's definitely their fault. That, you have to shut that down because all people can do after is speculate. And this is what teams – thank you for bringing that up, Robbie, because teams across sports do this all the time where they get upset when people speculate, but you don't shut it down. You leave it open for speculation. And if you're not honest – as a journalist, love honesty. If you're not honest, there's nothing else people can do.
I see it as this. If this is a non-injury situation, this has been really not
poorly
well
handled.
Done by the Bears. And see, we talk about a new era.
I'm going to say, this is old regime stuff.
We talk about a new sheriff in charge. But Ben Johnson stepping to that podium and saying what he just said opens up old wounds for a lot of people in the fan base right now saying, wait a minute, we thought you were going to be the guy that takes us in a different direction. This sounds way too much about like the things we've been dealing with in the past.
So communication, huge here. Remember when the story came out with Caleb, the Seth Wickersham story?
Oh, yeah, we remember it happened on our show.
And then they didn't have him come out and talk about it until much later, when they could have had, hey, talk to the media, clear this up, and then it's done. And they didn't. And they just let it linger and speculate. And Caleb was getting killed when you could have just said, hey, talk about this today, right now. I'm the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. I love being here, love being in Chicago. We're looking forward to trying to bring a Super Bowl back to the city. Done. And they did it. And so when you talk about communication and letting things linger and optics, all of these things tie in together. And this is why you brought in Ted Cruz, not to be confused with
Ted Cruz,
but the former Kansas City Chiefs communications
specialist. Yeah.
That's why you bring people like that in, to prevent things like this from happening. Yet, here we are.
Listen, Jalen Johnson's got a voice. If he wants to use it, he can. Good point being made. 217, Jalen Johnson, not known for being quiet. If you wanted more money, we'd know about it already. So I do think that's like, there. But Ben Johnson's, for the first time in the Ben Johnson era, I saw him look a bit compromised at the microphone where he didn't know what to do. He didn't know which way to go. And I don't know if it's because he wasn't expecting that line of questioning. But I mean, hey, we are a week and a half away from football. Right? Or I guess technically 13 days away from football, regular season football. People want to know what's going on with the quarterback situation. All right, let's get back into Ben Johnson as we talk about the Bears on cut down day here on Raheemy and Harris. Russell Dorsey in for Layla Raheemy. Let's figure out what we want to listen to. What should we prioritize here, Robbie, as we listen to some of this sound from the press conference Ben Johnson just held at Hallis Hall?
Yeah, I thought some of the major questions that even we talked about today was about the running back position. So let's talk about Ben Johnson on the depth at the running back position.
Ben, what's your big picture overview with the running backs room? Obviously, with what you want to do with it going into the regular season and then dealing with some of the injury issues that are still lingering right now.
Yeah, we're working through that. There will always be looking to if there's guys out there that we can help upgrade that room. I feel really good about the coach that we have in that room. Eric Bieniemy's been doing a phenomenal job getting those guys ready. I think it starts there. I've been pleased with Swifty and everything he's shown over the course of camp. And then we've got some young guys that maybe don't have as many skins on the wall, but they're hungry and they're learning, and I feel good about it. So I think we're in a good spot right now. I think the injury part of it, that's the most troubling and most concerning part right now, is just making sure we have enough depth so that we have a full stable of guys going forward. But I have full confidence that week one and really for the whole season, we're going to be just fine there.
Okay, it's interesting because now he's talking about players and where injury is concerned, but he didn't want to talk about Jalen Johnson, but he wants to talk about the running backs with no problem. And it sounds like he's a guy that's ready to go out and get more running back help externally. Isn't that what you heard right there, Russell?
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
He said, but if we can upgrade, we're going to upgrade.
Yeah. And I appreciate the honesty there. And I think he's well aware of what's going on in their running back room behind DeAndre Swift, right? And I do you put that much trust into Kyle Manungai, a 7th round pick?
I know he doesn't fumble the ball.
He doesn't.
He holds onto the rock.
And Roschon Johnson has had time to make an impression, maybe not on this coaching staff, but with the front office of saying, hey, this is a guy that we want to keep around long term. If he had done that, like, we would probably feel differently. And I know the injury is part of that conversation, but these are all things you have to talk about on cutdown day. When talking about a head coach coming out and saying, we are looking to add if guys are available that make us better.
Going through some Ben Johnson sound here on Raheemian Harris with Russell Dorsey and for Layla. Okay, so that was Ben Johnson on the depth they have at the running back position or lack thereof. Here's Ben Johnson talking about what he's seen from the main guy, the guy that we all do kind of believe in because we've seen it year over year, and DeAndre Swift. Here's what he has to say about DeAndre Swift so far.
The same thing. He's got that ability to be a spark for us, and I've known that for years about the guy. I mean, he's particularly when we're a little bit stale coming out of the gate, he wants to be that guy to get us back on track, and I think that's what the good running backs do in this league is their teammates will feed off of them. All it takes is for one big play. I mean, he had the hurdle on the sideline, and I thought that was a good thing to see. And so explosive player, want to get the ball in his hands with some space as much as we possibly can. And I thought the cool thing you saw in that game was a couple short yardage opportunities, and he was willing to lower his shoulders and find a way to get the yard. So happy with where he's at right now.
That sounds like a ringing endorsement for DeAndre Swift. He's going to be your lead back. I can see him putting up 1,500, if not more, total yards this season, both running the football and obviously catching the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, I think what we saw from DeAndre Swift last year wasn't representative of the type of player he can be and what he was in his previous stop in Detroit, right? Where I think you have a guy in Ben Johnson that knows his skill set and how to optimize him. I think having that second back that you can kind of spell DeAndre Swift so you can get the most out of him, you can keep him fresh and get to that 1,500 all-purpose yards that you speak of, I think that's really important. But I like the fact that Ben Johnson is talking about DeAndre Swift as if he's going to be a workhorse back, not just a guy that they have and they'll give 15 carries to just because.
I don't think they have a choice. Two reasons.
Right.
One, look at who's behind him in the running back room. That's number one. Number two, look at where Caleb Williams is right now as far as development as a quarterback. I know you think they're going to throw a ton. I don't think they're going to throw a ton to start the season. I think they're going to lean heavy on those five blockers up front and lean on that running game.
So I have a question, because earlier we talked about DJ Moore and what his role could be in the backfield. Do we think that's more of a plan or a solution because of the lack of depth? Like, do you think they came into the season saying, hey, we're going to get him in more, or they say, oh, wow, our running back room is a little light?
Yes. I think it's a mix of the two. I think they already wanted to find different ways to get DJ the ball, and also all their running backs got hurt. And it's like, well, let's just get him some reps in practice just so we have an insurance policy if we need to do this more than we're expecting to. But I think, yes, they already planned to give DJ the ball more, and that was one of the ways they were going to try to do it. But I also think the lack of depth added to that plan.
I think the biggest thing for Ben Johnson right now, when he looks at his offense specifically, and he schemes things up, and he's now been through a whole training camp, a whole install, and they know what they can and cannot do well as of right now in this moment. Russell talked about it, but I think it's the emphasis. You have to optimize every player at every position to make sure you get the most out of your offense. And I think DeAndre Swift and DJ Moore fall into a category of versatility in which that allows Ben Johnson to envision things in a way that maybe other players like Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, Colston Loveland, you don't have quite the same amount of versatility. Not that they can't be dynamic in their own ways, but those two players can be very versatile because you can use them in the backfield. And I think Ben Johnson, why he gets paid the big bucks, is he's going to figure that out. Now, I also think he looks at running back after DeAndre Swift the same way he looks at starting left tackle right now, which means he doesn't know what's going to be the plan on Monday Night Football 13 days from now. How do I know that? Because apparently he was asked about the left tackle position, if they have seen a starter there yet.
Is Braxton Jones your starter week one at left tackle?
I'm not ready to talk about starters yet.
And you said all along with the left tackle spot that you want to see somebody stand out and earn that. Do you feel like that was the case?
I think we're going to have a starter week one, and we'll go from there. So that's, you know, I said it a few weeks ago, and we feel good about the guys we have in that room. Someone's going to take the bull by the horns and is going to completely take over, but we're not afraid to make a change if the performance isn't where it needs to be. So we'll make that decision going into next week. I'm sure you guys will have a good idea who our starters will be going into Minnesota, but I'm not mentally there yet. This week is still about us. I'm not worried about Minnesota yet. It's all about us.
Have you guys ever seen this show called American Idol? And yes. I'm not talking about like late season American Idol, but have you ever seen like the first episodes of any given season of an American Idol? What do they do?
The auditions.
They just go around saying, all right, you're up.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll go through stretches where them outtakes become the main story of the show because no one's good enough. And it's really frustrating to watch people get up there and sing and it's not good and you want to turn away, but you can't because it's a train wreck. I think right now, Ben Johnson is seeing some form of a train wreck when we're talking about starting left tackle. The way, the quickness, the swiftness with which he said, we're not ready to talk about starters yet. Sir, you are 13 days away from a football game of consequence.
Yeah, I don't love the, I'm not mentally prepared to talk about it. Boy, you better get mentally prepared to talk about it because who's going to be protecting your quarterback's blind side? It's the fact that he said, you know, we really like all the guys in that room. Follow that up with, one of these guys is going to take the bull by the horns. Which one is it? Do you like the guys you have or are you waiting for somebody to take the bull by the horns?
Here on Raheem and Harris, that's the voice of Russell Dorsey. He's in for Layla as we talk about Bears cut down day and also the Bears starting left tackle position. What about the part at the end? Game one.
We don't have a starter. No, Sherlock.
But for game one, he didn't say for the first half of the season. He said basically we're going to find somebody to start this first game and then we'll reevaluate.
Make a change if we need to make a change.
We'll reevaluate after game one.
Yeah. All right, so who is this a bigger indictment of? Is it Braxton Jones? Is it Ozzie Trapillo? Or is it Ben Johnson?
It's the front office. And Ben Johnson's including that because he was in the draft room. He is the reason they drafted the people where they drafted him, such as Colston Loveland with the first pick that the Bears had, and Ozzie Trapillo in the second round. They didn't get what they needed in the draft. That is clear because they don't have a starting left tackle that they drafted.
They thought that Ozzie was going to come in there and rip that job away from Braxton Jones like a chain, and he hasn't. And I think they're kind of stuck now because they don't think that Braxton Jones is a starter for them, but now you're in this position where he has to start.
They have not found their Debo at left tackle.
They thought it was one guy, and he's shown that he is not a Debo.
He's out here. Does anybody need to borrow any lunch money? That's what he's doing as a bully. Can't have that. Not at left tackle. Not if you want to be good in the NFL.
Sometimes I think we worry too much about training camp storylines, but I don't think this is one of
them. I was about to say, I know you're not saying that about this.
No. I don't think people are reading too much into this at all. Not knowing who your starting left tackle is a week and a half before their first game, when you've done this whole overhaul of the offensive line, yet you still feel uneasy. Think about that. They spent a lot of money to get the best center available and all-pro guard in Joe Tooney, Super Bowl champion. And then you're still here like, yeah, this tackle position.
Seems important. The whole
we had
tackle.
The conversation at the beginning of training camp. Ooh, would you swing Darnell right over there? Like, all these conversations were had. And still, we're left with no answer.
We have no answer as of yet at left tackle. We're going to try to figure out the answers. More from Ben Johnson on the other side. An update on the quarterback room and what that's going to look like going forward. And he talks specifically about Caleb Williams and what he needs to do to start the season the right way. That and more when we come back with more Raheem and Harris. Russell Dorsey, he's in for Layla on 670 The Score and the iHeart and the Odyssey radio app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Apps.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back here on Rahimi and Harris, Russell Dorsey, Yahoo MLB National Insider, in for Layla Rahimi on this Tuesday, this cut down day. Time running out on a lot of players around the NFL. An hour and a half from now, a lot of cuts will be made. They'll be down to 53 players. That is per NFL rules on this day. Zach Pickens, former third-round pick. Tyler Scott, former fourth-round pick. Both cut today by the Bears. We go back to that 2023 draft. A lot of players taken. Not a lot of players left. Some other players of note on that draft. Darnell Wright was taken 10th overall in the first round. Jervon Dexter was taken 53rd overall. Tyreek Stevenson right behind him in the second round at 56th overall. And now the third round pick, no longer on the roster, Zach Pickens, we just told you about, 64th overall. Roschon Johnson's still there, but he has not been seen for a while. He was the first fourth round pick. There was a second fourth round pick in Tyler Scott. He has been cut. Noah Sewell, still there. Terrell Smith, out for the season. And there was Travis Bell and Kendall Williamson, who have been long gone as seventh-round picks. So that's kind of giving you a reset on the 2023 Ryan Poles draft. Meanwhile, Ben Johnson just talked. And we want to get to some more sound from him at Halas Hall before practice today. Here's Ben Johnson being asked about the offense dealing with pre-snap penalties during practice and versus the Chiefs.
Mobility has been a consistent issue throughout training camp, and we've seen a pop up during the game. Are you at all concerned that this may be something that continues to pop up during the season? And how do you overcome calling an offense when those are
becoming? Listen, I am disappointed that they've lingered on for as long as they have. That's something that that we've addressed, we've talked about, and do I think it's going to be a recurring theme over the course of the season? No, I don't. We have a plan in place for how we can help eliminate these things, and we'll go with that going forward.
I want to know what the plan is that Ben Johnson has that will help eliminate the problems that have plagued them pretty much throughout camp and obviously snuck up on the first drive of their final preseason game in Kansas City, where not getting the line time messed up the timing of the handoff to Alameda Zaccheaus, and then a false start right behind that, and it's 2nd and 19. That seems problematic, but he says he's got a plan, and even though he's disappointed that that's lingered, he has a plan.
This is what I was hoping the hiring of Ben Johnson helped you avoid, because for years here, we saw pre-snap penalties. We saw people not knowing where they need to be. We saw plays not coming in on time. But as the offensive mind, as the play caller, that is on Ben Johnson. And we heard at the start of training camp, oh, he's very demanding. He's putting a lot on Caleb. He's putting a lot on this offense to get things right. He's very detail-oriented. Well, it don't look like it, because we're still having this conversation, once again, 13 days before the season starts. Yes, are Bears today going to be the Bears that we see on Monday Night Football? Hopefully not, but we're getting really close.
You don't sound at all encouraged
optimistic. But this is your head coach saying, yeah, man, I'm kind of disappointed that these problems have continued to linger. And while you might have a plan to keep them from not lingering, at some point, this is something we're going to see in games, because there's no more preseason games.
So what you're saying is, at some point, this is who you are.
Until we see otherwise.
Yeah, but I think the until you see otherwise is important here, because they do have time. They have time to just focus on themselves right now and get right this week before they implement the game plan for the Minnesota Vikings. I do have confidence that if anybody can get this group to act right, as it were, step up to the line the way they're supposed to, it's Ben Johnson, because I've seen him do it with other personnel.
Here's my thing. We've given a Ben Johnson a lot of leeway in this city, and I don't think holding him to a high bar is wrong, because, yes, you're right, we've seen him do it in different places, but he's the head coach now. You're not the offensive coordinator. There's a lot of things you need to be responsible for. Going back to the Jalen Johnson thing, that's one of those things where, as the offensive coordinator, I don't have to worry about our starting corner not being here. I'm just going to worry about getting these plays in and scoring us 35 points a game. As the head coach of the football team, you're the CEO. So, yes, you got to get these plays in. Yes, you have to find us a left tackle. Yes, you have to make sure there are no procedural issues pre-snap. Yes, you have to address the non-football injury to your all-pro corner that remains a mystery. All these things are responsibilities of your head coach. The head coach that has a lot of say in that building.
The way that I look at this is, until this particular incident with Jalen Johnson, was, oh, it's perfect. He'll be the head coach of the offense. Dennis Allen, head coaching experience, will be head coach of the defense. Push comes to shove, he'll still have final say on anything that happens as far as game day operations within a game, timeout usage, what you want the defense to be doing. But Dennis Allen, something makes it, he can be more hands-off than a normal head coach would be. That's the way I'm looking at this. But the Ryan Poles element of, ask Ryan Poles about that. That keeps coming back in my head. I only heard it less than an hour ago, and it keeps coming back.
A couple of text messages I want to get to. One saying from the 847, people relax, seriously. And then from 224, give him a chance. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask that your head coach know who their left tackle is. I don't think it's unreasonable to hold a head coach to a high standard. There's nothing wrong with holding people to a high standard. And you know what bad organizations do? They don't hold people to high standards. That's all I'm doing. I understand that they haven't played their first game yet. I understand that their first game isn't for another 13 days. But I don't think it's unfair to ask for answers to reasonable questions. Who's your left tackle? We don't know. We should probably figure that out. What's up with your all-pro corner? I don't know. Ask the guy that's in charge. I thought you were the guy that's in charge. That's all I'm saying. Like, I get it. They haven't played the first game yet. But when you don't address these things tend to show up once you are playing those games.
Listen, I've given Ben Johnson all the leeway, all the leash, all the grace. Like, let's see what happens. But, again, I haven't heard him sound like that at the podium until today, where he didn't quite know how to answer the question. I think that's the bigger problem. And I understand people on the text line are like, well, I just want our team to be good and just let Ben Johnson do whatever he wants. Hold up. Accountability is a thing. Remember last year when y'all were talking about accountability? Yes, you all, the listeners of this program, and there was none. This is how you make sure we don't go down a slippery slope and stay on top of the hill, is by making sure everything is in order before things get out of control and start snowballing.
Texter 847, wait until they play a dang game before all the doom and gloom Dorsey. Here's my thing. You need a left tackle. I don't understand what's so unreasonable about wanting a left tackle when you thought you had it figured out. Is that doom and gloom, or is that, oh, a good football team needs a left tackle?
I think some people just want to give all of the benefit of the doubt, and I understand it, to Ben Johnson, and say, once the first game is played, then we'll know what we have at left tackle. And I think Ben Johnson might also be sending a message through the media.
Maybe.
Because
that's reasonable.
When he says we don't have a left tackle, he's letting everybody else know in that offensive line room that, hey, that job's still open if you want it. Come audition, American Idol style. Maybe you sound great. Maybe you don't.
Come sing the hits.
Come play the hits. You know what the number one hit is? Don't let your quarterback get hit.
Right.
That's the number one hit. Don't let the quarterback
Your quarterback
get hit.
That led the NFL in sacks.
68.
It's a lot of sacks.
Third all time.
It's a lot of sacks.
It's not great.
And so, knowing that number, that's why I don't think it's wrong to say this is a high priority issue for the Chicago Bears.
I don't think you're wrong, Russ. And Thank you. Russell Dorsey here on Raheemy and Harris.
847.
As we go through the sound. Now, y'all, Texas got him irked. See, I don't let them get to you like
a
that,
little terse.
Man.
I'm like Ben Johnson.
Let's get to Caleb Williams. Okay? Because Ben Johnson was asked what he needs to see in order for Caleb Williams to be starting the season the right way.
What does Caleb need to do to not get off to a slow start? Is it an energy thing? Is it an accuracy thing? Is it a mindset thing?
No, I don't think it's any of that. It's just we're all about, and it doesn't matter. It's not Caleb. It's everybody. It's everybody. And it's coaches included in all this thing. And so we're not pointing fingers. The whole thing is we just got to be focused. We got to be intentional. We like to talk about you know, if we get 70 plays in a game, those are 70 bullets for us to shoot off, and we need each one to count. We can't be missing. We can't be wasting. And, you know, I think that's the mantra that we've been talking about as coaches, and the players are really taken to that. So just that awareness level that there are no breather plays in this league. Each thing is really important. The details are really important, and I think it's going to add up, and we'll be just fine.
You know what? This is how I remember how old Ben Johnson is hearing that, because – clearly, that man has played some first player shooter games where he's been in the arcade. He looks how many bullets he's got left. I got 70. I got to make sure we get all these bullets where they need to go before I pick up some more bullets. Otherwise, this game's going to be over. And I think he's right. Offensively, you only got so many plays you get to run in a game. Some of those plays need to hit. More importantly, can't have negative plays. Can't be behind the sticks. I like everything he's saying here. Because I think he's
best
right.
Best answer he gave of the day.
Well, we haven't heard all the answers, but definitely the best answer we've heard. Definitely the best answer we've heard so far. So I like that. I want to go deeper, though. Caleb Williams, he's been phenomenal. Not necessarily in the mundane, but when it's 2 minutes or less to play, you got to get down the field and get something done. Caleb Williams has been pretty good. Here's what Ben Johnson said about him and that two-minute offense.
When you wrestle with Caleb in the two-minute setting, whether it's last year or the time you've worked with him the last few months, what makes him dangerous in that situation?
I think that's just where he feels most natural. I think that's over the course of high school, college, and now pros. That's probably where he's accumulated the most number of snaps. And so naturally that's where he thrives. He feels pretty good being on the ball, no huddle, tempo type plays. He's got a flair for the dramatic. He understands situations. He knows where he needs to break the pocket and extend. And he's doing a great job right now, understanding when to check the ball down and let our guys go run after the catch a little bit. So, I just think it's been an accumulation of reps over the course of his lifetime.
Caleb Williams must have been in trouble a lot, because let me tell you something. He looks like a completely different quarterback at the end of games than he does, or even at the end of half, than he does first down and 10 from your own 25 or own 30 to start a drive. And that's what I want to see bridged. The gap between 2 minute Caleb and first and 10 Caleb with all the time in the world to play. If we can bridge that gap, the performance of those two players, the Bears are going to have something very special.
I agree. Because he's shown he can play off script. He's shown he can, when the money's on the table, hey, we need a first down. I saw more than enough last year to say, okay, there's some special in there. The special that everybody salivated over when he was at UFC, that guy's there. I think of the throw to DeAndre Swift down the sideline, making big fourth down throws where it's like, yo, either make this first down throw or this game is over. We saw him do that. But I agree with you, being able to show that on first and second and third down in the first and second and third quarter, where you don't have to put all the pressure on him to make us a big throw right here, Caleb, on fourth and 10, because we haven't played well all game. Like, if you can get the consistency, and he's shown he doesn't turn the football over. When it comes to interceptions, that's very important, because a lot of guys turn the football over. But if you can take the skills that he has and see the development and growth working with Ben Johnson for as long as he has since Ben Johnson got hired as the quarterback, yes, you will see a vastly improved offense.
Also, if you can do the mundane well, he won't have to have as many snaps in those types of situations where you're, I need a touchdown, I need a field goal, or this game's going to end in a Bears loss. That is the goal, is to make it so the end of games are more mundane because the Bears are up big. We want to give some stuff away. Caller 6 to the Score contest line right now, 312-540-0670. Caller number 6 will win a pair of general admission tickets to Riot Fest on Sunday, September 21st. Featuring performances by Green Day, Idols, Bad Religion, Inhaler, and more. When we come back, it's hard to believe, running out of time with Russell Dorsey here on this Tuesday, we got to go back to baseball, because a former Cub lost his ever-loving mind.
Yeah, he did.
Last night. And we want to talk about what happened, try to figure out why it happened, and are there going to be consequences and repercussions? That's when we come back with more Raheemi and Harris with Russell Dorsey and for Layla on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles?
the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Maybe we should move, get out the way. That's only if a certain former Cub is coming through, because I don't want to be in his way, because I don't want to get knocked out. Rahimi and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Here's what happened last night. The Pirates played the Cardinals.
Yep.
There was an event involving former Cub Wilson Contreras. I want you to listen to the play-by-play from FanDuel Sports Network Midwest of what happened with Wilson Contreras last night at the plate.
That center cut. Contreras looking for something else, and he's retired for out number two. Oliver Marmol just got tossed from this game. Or was it Wilson Contreras?
Yeah, I think it was Contreras walking away. He certainly continued to look back. He's saying he didn't say anything. Now he's saying all those things he said he didn't say.
Wow, Ollie's got to hold him back. Now, somebody fires a whole box of bubble gum out onto the field between the plate and first.
Not the bubble gum, but so, there was more. There was more than that, Russell.
Yeah, so Wilson Contreras gets rung up on a called strike three. A strike, by the way. Got the whole plate. After the game, he said, I just told them to call it for both sides. Well, if that's the way you call it for both sides, umpire Derek Thomas did the right thing because that was a called third strike. Wilson walks away. Derek Thomas... In his mind, heard Wilson say something as he walked away and rung Wilson from the game, threw him out. Ollie Marmol comes out, and once Wilson realizes he was tossed, he said, I didn't say anything. You can see his mouth moving. And then he starts to say some things. If you find the video out there, you can read all the words that Wilson said.
Call that a John Boy special, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a swear or two in there. But not only was Wilson going off on home plate umpire Derek Thomas, it took not one, not two, three different people to try to hold Wilson Contreras back. And then, as they're pulling him away, he flings his bat. That bat, flinging equipment towards the umpire, you are going to get suspended. The bat that he tosses actually hits Cardinals hitting coach Brent Brown. So you hit your own hitting coach with the bat.
Friendly fire, as it were.
Unfriendly fire.
Exactly.
And then the poor high chews and double bubble gets tossed out onto the field.
The gum. Won't anyone think of the gum?
The poor gum. And here's my thing. For a long time, Wilson Contreras has gotten the benefit of being an emotional player, wears his heart on his sleeve, fiery, whether that was here in Chicago, but also in St. Louis. After a while, man, you got to be able to control that. It should never get to the point where three people are having to hold you back and you're tossing bats towards umpires. It actually hitting your own coach. Like, this isn't a 22, 23-year-old we're talking about. We're talking about a 33-year-old player. And
I would be shocked if he's not suspended by Major League Baseball. And if Major League Baseball doesn't, if I'm the St. Louis Cardinals, I think about suspending them as a team. Because you have to – that's a team with a lot of young players. And you have to be able to say, hey, this is unacceptable. Yes, you can be upset. Yes, you can voice your displeasure to an umpire. And yes, you can get your money's worth every once in a while. But, like, to the point where you have to have multiple grown men holding you back and then you're firing equipment that could have hurt somebody, in this case, hurt your own coach, that's unacceptable.
So William Contreras has a short fuse. We saw this most recently here in Chicago, June 26th, Daniel Palencia and him having words because he thought Palencia was throwing at him. But he was like, bro, I grew up loving you because, you know, same country. It's just weird. He doesn't necessarily think before he reacts.
I don't think he thinks. I just think he sees red and I'm just going to go off now.
Incredible Hulk levels. So I was wondering the other day because I don't know if you saw what happened with Tommy Pham when he got into it with the catcher because he thought the catcher was disrespecting him because he's like, I know you're new here. I know what the strike zone is. Don't ask the umpire if it was a strike because it wasn't. I was like, what if that had been William Contreras? That would have been fun. Behind the plate, Tommy Pham and William Contreras getting into it. That would be fun.
Hey, man, listen. For Wilson, there comes a point where you got to grow. And I just don't know if we've seen the growth that you would want to see from a player that's 33. Like, Guys get tossed. Guys get their money's worth. And everybody, that competitive fire, I get it. But to get to this point, and it feels like it's often to this level with Wilson, that's when we need to start having a different conversation.
But does it run in the family is what I'm asking.
I don't see this as much from William as I see it from Wilson. I've seen it from Wilson for a decade now.
You've also covered the Cubs specifically.
Exactly. And now he's in a different city, in a different market, doing the same thing. I think it's the throwing of the bat where I'm just like, no. Like, I've seen guys get held back before, but three people?
No, he was out of control last night. He
was absolutely out of control. And that's my biggest thing. Like, I think this is we're having a character issue now where you're throwing a bat is the top level of things you can't have. Ejections are part of baseball. Being upset with a call is part of baseball. But being upset to the point of, I am going to fling this bat and I give zero Fs on who it hits.
How many games? Five?
I think, yeah, the minimum is going to be five. And if he appeals,
two or three.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair. What he did was unacceptable. No one's arguing that. But, and then the team might have to suspend him because it's costing the team more so than Major League Baseball, which obviously should suspend him as well. But if you're Ollie Marmol, don't you have to have a conversation?
Yes, and that's my point. Like, they've had his back on a lot of things. When he was with the Cubs had his back on a lot of things. And when your team has your back and this continues to happen and you look like the person that's wrong, because one, it was a strike. That happens sometimes. You feel it's one way in the moment. You go back and look at the video, it's like, he was right. But, like, I think when you start throwing equipment towards people, flinging bats towards people without care of who it hits, where it lands, that's when you need to have a conversation. Because it's selfish at the end of the day. And I think that's what is the thing that hits me. I think that's selfish to feel like, you know what? This is about me now, not the rest of this group.
I will say I've enjoyed our conversation over the last 4 hours, you and I, but what if we bring in more people to the conversation?
It's always fun.
Transition, up next, Matt Spiegel, Lawrence Holmes. Actually, no, not Matt Spiegel. It's who's in for Matt today? It's Lawrence Holmes and Anthony Heron.
Anthony Heron.
Oh, yeah. Fill it up. It's up next on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.